everyone. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and we're online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, summer movies. Some of them you might not have heard of, going under the radar. We'll talk about them. Before we do that, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. NASA's Phoenix lander is on Mars and getting to work. The spacecraft stuck a perfect landing last night. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
At first, it was high anxiety inside mission control at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena as Phoenix plummeted through the thin Martian atmosphere. Mission managers like to say there are 1,000 ways things can go wrong in a Mars landing and only one way things can go right. But anxiety gave way to joy as everything did go right. The spacecraft, now a lander, is sitting in the proper orientation with its solar panels fully open. Engineers will spend the next several days making sure all is well with the lander. Then the mission will be handed over to the scientists, who will use the onboard instruments to explore the chemical and physical properties of a place on Mars no lander has ever visited.
NPR's Joe Palca reporting. It's been a long wait, but Lebanon gets a fresh start of sorts today. Michel Suleiman starts his first day at work as president. Lebanon lacked a president since November. The country's a mix of Sunni and Shia Muslims and Christians. Fighting among the groups delayed Suleiman's election. A recent power-sharing deal paved the way. Suleiman is a Christian and chief of the army there. Dozens are dead in India following violent clashes. NPR's Philip Reeves has the story from New Delhi.
It's been a violent weekend in parts of the western Indian state of Rajasthan. The scores of people killed and injured include a policeman lynched by a mob and several dozen people shot dead by the police after they opened fire at rampaging protesters in several towns and villages. The trouble concerns people from the Gujjar caste. They're demanding their caste be recategorized. That would allow them to qualify for more government assistance, particularly jobs and university places reserved for lower castes. In the last several days, protesters have set fire to police stations, torn up rail tracks, and torched vehicles.
NPR's Philip Reeves reporting from New Delhi. Here in the U.S., the presidential campaign goes on despite the Memorial Day holiday. John McCain and Barack Obama both look for votes in New Mexico today. Hillary Clinton's campaigning in Puerto Rico. Voters there have their say on June 1st. So that's what the Republicans and Democrats are up to. There are other parties in the race, too. Former Republican Congressman Bob Barr is now the Libertarian Party nominee for president. The win did not come easy. NPR's Jeff Brady was at the party convention.
It took 6 rounds of balloting over more than 4 hours for Barr to get support from a majority of the 650 delegates who attended the convention. During 2 of the rounds, Barr and longtime libertarian activist Mary Ruart were tied. But after he won, Barr predicted the party would have the strongest ticket in its 37-year history.
And then I want everybody to remember that we have only 163 days to win this election. Do not waste one single day.
Barr had faced repeated criticism during the convention because he's been a libertarian for only 2 years.
NPR's Jeff Brady reporting. All the candidates for the White House will hear a lot about gas prices. One Ohio county is pinching pennies by parking their cruisers and making their sheriff's deputies drive golf carts. Jokes about low-speed chases aside, the sheriff's happy with the move. He says the open-air carts don't just save the county cash. They also encourage people and deputies to interact more. That is your news. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Mark.